The chairman and chief executive of Tyco International, Dennis Kozlowski, stepped down today following word that he is being investigated for tax evasion. Kozlowski is credited with turning Tyco into a major manufacturing conglomerate, and for a long time he was popular on Wall Street. But in the post-Enron business world, the colossus that he created fell into disfavor, and questions were raised about Tyco's accounting methods. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Tyco didn't say why Kozlowski had decided to step down, only that he had personal reasons for doing so. But the announcement took place just as the Manhattan District Attorney's Office was confirming that Kozlowski was under criminal investigation for evading New York State taxes, and that was apparently enough to end the career of a man already under fire on other fronts. A big and burly man who once played college basketball, Kozlowski lumbered along with an aggressiveness that investors and analysts loved. After becoming Tyco's CEO in 1992, he set out to transform the company into a highly diversified manufacturer, such as General Electric.
He clearly had an objective of building a conglomerate and had stated publicly that he wanted to run a $100 billion company.
Robert Mittelstadt, who heads the executive education program at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, says over the years, Kozlowski bought up scores of companies, often following the acquisitions with steep layoffs. Tyco's product lines today include firefighting equipment, electrical components such as circuit boards, fiber optic lines, and medical devices for monitoring the condition of hospital patients. Kozlowski also favored service companies with recurring revenues that were less vulnerable to economic downturns. Still, the company's share price fell during the past year and a half, and the debt load suddenly seemed enormous. Mittelstadt says that in the aftermath of the Enron scandal, investors began to ask questions about the labyrinth Kozlowski had created.
There were all sorts of rumors about whether or not their accounting was correct and whether the numbers were real and whether it was sustainable, and yet the investigations never really revealed anything. So the loss of confidence had to do with people eventually saying, you know, I've heard so much about this, there must be something wrong there.
Early this year, Kozlowski gave in to pressure and announced he would divide up his company into four parts. But many investors saw the sudden change of course as a sign the company lacked direction, and Tyco's stock price fell further. Kozlowski was forced to abandon the breakup plan. In an interview on CNBC's program Business Center in late April, Kozlowski tried to answer criticism about his leadership.
We've had a tough 3 or 4 months. I think it'll take some time to reestablish credibility, but I know we can do it. I'm absolutely certain that we can reestablish credibility through performance because we've done it for many, many years before, and we have the same management team, and I'm certain we can do it in the future.
But his resignation today means the 55-year-old Kozlowski won't get another chance to prove himself. As for Tyco, which is legally based in Bermuda but headquartered in New Hampshire, it is unlikely to continue Kozlowski's aggressive expansion policies. The company today named former CEO John Fort as interim chairman. In a statement, Fort said he would focus on reducing Tyco's debt, and he said he supported the company's evolution toward a more organic growth strategy. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.